the beats and making it hot with DJ Blue.
Nigerian, what happened? What happened, Nigerian?
Papa, I won't break the wall.
Don't worry, Nigerian. The wall will not break. It will not even crack.
Papa, we scared. Umoko, are you?
No.
Umoko, PSU?
No.
Umoko, the AFL?
I said no.
Papa, Umotuna. All the Don Bosco boys.
Go back to three, Nigerian. Go back to three. That's just so far, Drazime, I do to bury her. To be the blow. To plaza the blow. And no and rubber door will enter here. So go to three, my dear Jerrain. Go to three.
Fortress cement, built with the strength of a fortress. Call us on 02-200-1086. 02-200-1400. 0776-682-292. Or 0886-629-585.
Ravio. Ravio ain't see, I was just in crate cocking, come on shower, eh? I was in the back, I had to get face up. The other Babylonian gonna see a fire, said he bear.
What? What did he just say?
The fire!
Serving up the beats and making it hot with DJ Blue.
All right, man. Hot 107. Let's get it started. Hey, locals here with me. Pop, what's up, man?
I
can't see what's like that for, man. What's up with you, man?
You're stupid.
I don't know. We can't do that, sir. How you doing? What's up with you?
Hey, brother. How much can you tell me? I said, all right, man.
No. Pop, you heard about Radio Etiquette? We got Stranger in the studio with us today.
Who is Stranger? Who is Stranger?
We got Mr. Bly here.
To hell with him. To hell with Bly. He didn't give a damn. To the bell. All
right. And, so what's up, man? What's good? What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing more, but I do it Friday.
I would like to call Friday Gemma Pitty.
And what a crook you do?
Who?
That a crook.
Who that?
That Dan's a gringo.
We talk about the Lone Star Cell, MTN, and Hot FM game tomorrow. So Lone Star, one of the players. What his name? Zachary.
Zach, I coaching Zach tomorrow.
Yeah, coaching you tomorrow.
The right there, I will whip him tomorrow. I said, boy, I will whip that dog tomorrow. Are you so great?
Yeah.
Give me team, man. Let me get into go.
Anyway. First, I'd like
to apologize.
I apologize to all our guests for the tea. This is Lipton tea, what that Ovaltine there too?
Yeah, and Bonvita.
And Bonvita and all of that. And ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome our guest of honor here today. Pops, you welcome him, man. Let me talk plenty, man.
What the hell are you? But who's going to be talking? My mother, Ojo Unyo.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
You have a young supporter. Anyway, we'd like to welcome the team. We don't get here, but on the 5 right there on TV over there. On the 5 right, you have, man, call your name, you know, Bobo. Talk. What's your
name? I'm Abaku Sako.
Okay.
Mr. Sako, welcome to Hot 107.
Welcome to Hot 107.9. These are my children, and they are very vermoid dog criminal. And the very, on the dead man gets our honor here today, and bring God your name, Rindio.
My man, that just because of Blue Business, who care me international, I wanted to build you. At all men like you, you can't respect yourself.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah, Papi.
You're moving on, sir. You're moving on, sir. You're putting the door on, sir. They bought one for me.
And you got shot more.
And you know the problem. You can't make it.
Why you can't make it?
Because you be beating me, I'll be cursing. So who will win? That me, who?
Again, man. I want to say, but now, man, welcome to the to our studio.
Yeah,
Mr. Bly, and let me say this before we even get started with anything. I like to say, you know, this is very noble of you to come here. I know you heard the program we had.
I listened to you a lot.
Yeah, thank you. And you heard the conversation.
But then you didn't see the radio.
Yeah, of course. What? And you heard the conversation and heard everything. So this is very noble of you to come to us here and talk to us today here on the program. Because, you know, it's better to hear from the man himself. Okay? Now, I will try my best today on this show not to say butt naked. Or
well,
general.
If you want to say so, just say former. Because I'm in close now.
Okay, so
I'm going to be doing
yeah. So we won't need you that now.
Yeah.
For the first thing first, pops, I see there's a book here. Let me go to that right now.
But then you can read.
Yeah. Well, I see.
You can read
before I even get shot. Let's see, the Joshua Minton Blahi, former general, butt naked, the true story.
Yeah.
When did this book come out?
The book first came out 2006.
Uh-huh.
It was called Trading Priesthood for Royal Priesthood.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, the old man thought it was so refreshing.
Uh-huh.
So she asked us not to bring it out.
Uh-huh.
I brought it out 2 years ago.
Okay.
Even though Destinate Image, one of the biggest printing press in the U.S., is redoing it for a Western audience.
Okay.
But it came out 2010.
And then you want to give me one year, I beg you.
Oh?
Yeah, like he can read.
Oh, but I'm inside of maybe helping me.
Now, you know, we've been talking and we've been discussing all week long about the TRC and about the testimony and about this and that. And the my question here, I just want to ask, because I really didn't follow any of the testimony, because let me just tell you my stance in the whole thing is very unnecessary. I want to ask you first here, Mr. Bly, what do you think about the whole TRC? Was it necessary? Did it help the Liberian people in any way? What all the testimony and all the other thing? How was it? What's your view about it?
Well, first of all, I will say I appreciate the TRC because it was an effort of a group of Liberians. And number two, I will speak for myself.
Yes.
I appreciate the TRC because it gave me the opportunity to tell people sorry. That's all.
Basically, so it was good for people that was testifying. I'm talking about the masses. How do you think it did anything positive for the masses, for the people?
Definitely. Most people, that's why I listen to this show. Most people don't really know what happened. All people knew there was war and people got killed, and some people were very brutal, some people escaped, and they did not know how and what happened during the war. So the TRC, I think, it provided the opportunity, especially for people who were truthful, going to give information of how things was formed, how things, and you know, went wrong, how people put effort, you know, behind doing something negative. It gave people the understanding, and from that note, I think it benefits the Liberian people.
The Joshua Milton Blahi story. It's now this book right here.
Yeah.
It's everything is inside.
Yeah.
Something wrong with the papi, I beg you, please. Yeah. The old man, he got epilepsy. You know,
yeah. The book, everything about me is focused around me. Even when I went to the TRC, that's just what I did. I told everyone, all of the counselors, that listen, I really want to talk my story. So if we went somewhere and 10 person died, and I was responsible for 6, yes, I will say 10 person died, I killed 6, and I will not involve anyone. I did not involve anyone.
Told your story.
I told my story. So that book is telling my story. It brought some historical facts up about my tribe and about my upbringing, how our deep and secret traditions, you know, have the potential to expose people or to expose people to wrong living, you know, put people on a disadvantageous side, and you know, and how I met the Lord Jesus Christ, how he brought me, some of the challenges I face, and you know, as a growing Christian, and what have you. So it's surrounding Joshua Milton Bligh.
Nobody else.
Nobody.
But I said, so you do what I said, then you say nobody. So you do what I said, even though never tell you something about that. So when you be talking, you say, oh, that man bad, you know, well, that's
yeah.
A fool.
No.
Oh, that bullshit.
Sorry, Papa, we got stringer. You can't say those words.
Move right here, brother.
You can't be cussing on the radio like
that. I'm talking about boo-boo.
Okay.
Bullshit.
You know, me, I'll ask you this question. How did this name, Buck Naked, come out? I want to know.
Yeah, okay. Let me just say, one of the reasons I came here first was the papi. You know, the papi, when I respect, he said, no wonder why I'm picking it. Yes.
Is he talking to you? Is he? You don't get real.
No wonder why my beginner used to say, papi, I respect you, sit down on the ground. I papi, then I mean you sit down on the ground plenty.
I would not sit down on no ground today, won't buy you on my ground. If they were me, they would whip me.
That's how my men and they may sit on the ground.
Yeah, I papi there.
But that why I made sure the bathroom be, I would keep being in the bathroom. I would jane. All
right.
Papi, you're not even getting straight. Yeah, one of the things I came for was, the papi thing, I know, in thing, I fortress cement, they be the bummy hay. Or bummy hey cam then we you know
mm-hmm.
When I said when they defeated our army of arms and ammunition, that one of the part on the program he had problem with, he don't believe it, but because he was thinking about Fortress Cement,
yeah,
he think that Fortress Cement they bay the whole country way. The cam there is a wood house.
Okay.
And they bombing his houses and think, and they are, the back of the building is in the bush, almost in the bush. It's where we decide to use as our armory. We didn't think that anybody was going there. So the big dough, those young guys, the people knew that if they come to say they want to buy arm, no big man we all want to get arm. No big man will give them arm. So they told small Peking. One of my small soldiers who also got convicted. He's to the house.
Thank God.
When he was, yes, I told him that if possible he could come, but he have a lot of things doing. He was the one who the duck from the bush.
So this is fact. This is
very truthful. That one of the reason I came.
Yeah, because
the thing that cost me for.
I got it.
He think I fortress him, man. The better thing. I got it. Not fortress him, man.
So yeah, he said talking.
Mr. Bly, I want to know exactly what he said. He said how stupid it can be to let.
He's here for that stupid man to can lie to all. I can believe all the thing the man talking, but all I want. How you a dick one on the horse?
So now that was realistic.
Very much realistic. The way they build those camp houses, you know, if you touch any of the plank and you take 10 guns from there, we change our guns from there and put it somewhere. So because they wanted to continue taking the guns from there, for people to not know, the beginning where they duck from outside the camp house because it's in the bush. They dig under the air and they can camp. They dig under and come inside. We got grass, everything.
Okay, now I understand.
Uh-huh, because they nobody
dig from the bottom.
Yes.
From outside, then they dig it, but they're not digging it to the doorway.
No way.
They didn't go. They went so well. Then they come in, or they come straight inside the building.
But thank you. Then nobody know. Say it was ceasefire. Our arms were packed there. Nobody going there. In fact, your leaders want to get good face on the international community. So when the international community ceasefire, they beg you to even hire your arms. So they collect arms from people, seize them, and store them in the armory. So they picking them, when they saw that one arm were giving them one peck of red and $200, they go take it, they go get high. When they finish setting 2-3, they go buy again, they collect some. Until we go look, there were no arm in the place again.
So you guys lost a lot of arm?
Yeah, we lost.
And, no, but they, was it selling it or they was using it against you?
No, they were giving,
they were giving it to Egumo, man.
Dada, captain or major Dada, was, you know, he was in deal with Mr. Taylor.
Yeah.
Mr. Taylor wanted to defeat us with, I mean, from arm, with arms and ammunition, because so he did everything and post people in those areas saying, they're talking to small soldiers, and if you bring your arm, they gave you money. So they went secretly talking to those small children. So as they talk to them, they take their one or two arms to their house, all the arms finish. So somebody discover eating hole in that place, and they were brave. Overnight, they went, they duck it, and every time they will go take 4 or 5 arms, carry, get their money, they go blow out, they come back.
Now I understand it. You know what? Now I can get the picture. Before I don't get that picture.
He's not cursing me for nothing.
Okay, for the first time, who there, I'm in Bollinger.
You know, I have a confession to make here.
Before you confess, bro, I'm
listening. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, confess, because I don't question what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mr. Joshon Milton Bligh, I'm looking at you right now, and you're not, your appearance is not what, you know, I can't even look at you and even think.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
I tell you a story. You know, a lady came from the States to buy goose when we were in Ghana. And her friend told her, if you get to Ghana, look for my brother, my friend. We live together on the camp, and he will help you. When she called the name, the girl said, what? What are you going to do with that man? I'm begging you. So when she came, she got stranded. So she had to call me. So she called me. I took her to Togo, buy her things, everything. And she told me, say, look, I want to make some confession to you. You know, my friend told me about your boss man. Your boss man, what they say, change that pastor and what have you. I say, who boss man? He said, born naked. She say, when I heard that, I was so afraid. Thank God he is saying, can he send you? So I look at her for long. I say, I used to be General Bodnike. She say, you joking. So you're not the first person.
I just got to say this. Thank you. Yeah, what you got to say to the
I go straight into business now.
Go ahead. Let's go.
I go into business, brother.
You diving in?
I diving in now.
I go in here now.
I'm going in the door here, Brenda.
Call guest dog. How you call a guest dog, man?
You are here when you want to know with me, and none of you put your hand there. But I do stupid.
All right,
you know my song? What I want to know for you is, were you in Tom and Boy doing the breakup before the breakup with when the split came between General Krumah and Sir General Johnson?
You, where you can get all these stories there from? I want to think I can be wondering on.
Okay, I will let you.
No, I was not ready in bombing. I was not. I'm not actually, let's say, a rebel, you know, fighter. I was not trained as a soldier and what have you. I was born a priest to my tribe. My father was supposed to be the priest, but he was educated, and he managed to
escape. You know, it.
Yeah, got some money from Stephen Tobor, the one who died in the ocean.
Oh.
Yes, the man trusted him and left some Liberian POP with him. And they were going to Greenville. The plane crashed. That time the cash used to be in the grip, so the papa knock out with that money. But how he went, he built his houses and he had some education, so he did not fit in the culture. So that's how he gave me, he promised his first son. His first son, I'm not his first son, he had his first son by his wife, his legal wife, Man Seba, but she was a Norman woman. So because Benene was from mixed culture, the oracle rejected him and insisted that my father must have a child from a woman from the clan. That's how they picked my mother, and my mother gave birth to me. So I was born to be a priest to the tribe. So at age 11, I was fully initiated, and then I started my priestly role, and my role was to protect my tribe,
the culture.
That's how. And since my tribe was in power in every sector, they had challenges. I came to protect them. That's basically.
You're talking about 1990.
Let's what was some of this protection? Protecting your tribe.
The papi told the thing. Don't allow if you didn't know you have medicine. You used to physically.
Yeah. So
yeah.
But when I have a stranger here, when yeah. my get can here.
That now you know you got get. You've been cursing here. That's kind of crazy, man.
You must be happy that even a dad you to sit down here, but you stupid say.
Okay, sorry.
So when you sit down here, you must close your mouth. I have my son talking now.
Mr. Blind, I have son.
I went in Dabby. Door, man, bro. Judge, you want to see, man? You stupid. You want to see?
You stupid.
I made a mess for you, small. You say that, man, that you carry Labrio. I want flare all over. You see the man, I'm.
Again, I'm Give me that, man. Give me. Enough for me, you want to teach where get the flag, be sure you did that, you don't have the flag. They fool you, they dog.
Why you be cussing me like that, man? Why
you can do something for me, because
you're embarrassing me in front of the people there, man, anyway.
So, my son, so when you first get involved into Gorilla in operation?
It was when the Mandingo, because when we came, or when Unimo came and they were in bombing me, Alhaji Krumah and his group, Sheikh Kafama Kone, they lobbied and they had good money from the Muslim world. So they were in authority, but they were still feeling insecure because most of the Fridays they wanted to impose holiday in bombing hills in their control area, and most of the Liberian commanders did not really go well with it. And since they were in the gold and diamond business, when they were not support somebody who want to work on Friday, but they will support you if you want to work on Sunday. So when they started getting insecure, this Pepe and Saw guy, he went to Guinea. And he brought up to 500 Guineans, and and made his gentleman base up Lofa Bridge, all those Kola Kone area, that where they were. So they started equipping themselves, and then they started, when they bring arms and ammunition, they gave the Crown Sai blind bullet, and they kept the rear bullet.
The live one.
Yeah, the live one. Until one day, they just started disarming and, telling every Crown General or generals that were not Mandingos to turn over their arms and leave their positions and want. And then we thought it was joke. When people started to react, the guys who were very afraid, they started being brave because they knew we're using blind bullet against them. That's how they collected so many great and strategic Crown people and kept them in the bombing forest. Some of them ran away in the forest. So when we went back, when Unimo was going on rescue mission,
UWJ.
Yeah, Unimo J was going on rescue mission. Was the first time I really went gorilla.
Very well, Brian, you see? Yeah, you understand it? Okay, I take it back. Because according to your testimony, You talk about Yombu Tele, you talk about
Yuzi Obawe.
Yuzi Obawe.
Omeje Swan.
Where is Bawe?
Bawe somewhere around Ivory Coast. I don't know if he's still alive, but the last time I went for crusade in Tabu, one of Reverend Henson Jala hosted me in Bolekin. Jiklo. I went Jiklo, for crusade Jiklo. In Jiklo.
Jiklo, yeah.
And one
beyond Danani.
Yes, one Reverend Henson Jala hosted me, and then he came. He said, look, one of your brother here say he want to see you, so maybe he want to give his life to Christ. When he came to see me, that's the time this time Gay Robert,
Robert Gay,
was the president at the time, and he came to tell me
that was some time back. You talking some time back
2000 areas 2000 2001, I think 2000, and he said Gay Robert gave him pickup, gave him this, and they heard I was coming. So Guy Rabba wanted me to come and you know to fight the lawn or to I told him no I can't, and he said but then he want you to come and to do protection for his soldiers. I told him, I said, look, I have repented. I said, Jesus, capture all those things and run away with them and keep them somewhere. I don't know where to get them from again. So he felt discouraged.
My man, let me tell you something. I look at you, looking at no General Pondick. Look at this guy, man.
Praise God.
You know?
But you know that's a well agreeable.
Let me tell you something. I know, fortunately or unfortunately for me, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate, I didn't see any of the war, mayhem, anything.
It was fortunate.
But now, let me tell you something. I'm looking at General Budnick here, okay, in front of me. You look. Papa will start on a thing, say, you know, see some paper.
Oh, my mellow, you know, in our culture.
Stone Gray, you go. But are you play with me? God play low on you.
Sorry. I apologize.
Okay, is it frisky? Well, I swear you.
No, sir. Yeah, but now I know there's the whole thing. I don't want to talk about the war and now, where did it come to you to come to all those dirty ways and all those war thing? How did it come to you to say, look, you know what? How did you find the light?
Look, I was on the war front. I just got through making a human sacrifice. I just got through destroying an innocent child when a voice came from behind me. When I look back, this voice was a man in white linen, 4 to 5 feet suspended from the earth. But he was brighter than the sun, and this man was Jesus. And he told me to repent and live, or refuse and die. And after he vanished, I tried to signal my words, shot my pistol, it burst in my hand. I took my SAG, it burst in my hand, and I got a free.
What is the SAG?
This the gun they modified to make a Winchester. This something simple.
Okay,
something.
Yeah, the pump, bro.
Yeah,
the pump.
So,
but to hell with you, man.
I mean, no. I need to ask you this: as a leader of a cult or however you call that, how did you manage? Because I know you had people like I'm looking up to this general. Or this former general, whatever.
Yeah.
How did you turn around to convince them that, look, man, I'm not in this thing again?
It was not easy. Actually, I have to even leave Ken Johnson rule and risk my life. By that time, Montgomery was in, he was controlling the whole Banavie area, General Montgomery.
Yeah, Joe Montgomery.
Yeah, he was in Bennett, stopped there. I have to leave Ken Johnson rule to move to my bishop, the one who God used, because after I had that epiphany, they also had a revelation, the soul winning group. They had a revelation that God told them that they should pray for me because he, God, have arrested me for his purpose. I didn't know them, they did not know me. And they started praying for me. That's how Bishop Kuhn now, Reverend Carr, Sam Corley, every one of them came. And it was like they were crazy when they told people that God told them to come and preach to me, because everybody in Central Monrovia knew me as a beast, knew me as unreasonable, knew me as somebody who was not sound. How could I ever listen to the gospel?
I know how you're a beast. What, we used to wear different things. I know how you're looking.
If you look in the book, you will see some of the photos. You will know
that. But I'm inviting you.
Come here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Hot 107.9. I'm trying to see.
I will find it.
Okay, Jaju, I get it. Jaju, I'm feeling the fight door too. Is it
here?
That people just waving. We are dogging. Yeah, in Jaju.
I will see it later. So,
now, but even if you look on the Dick's pack, this Dick's was made by
by a documentarist from the US, and they have won series of awards in Sundance and events shown all around the world.
The Redemption of General Butt Naked.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Now let me tell you something. Is the honor have been bestowed upon you as an honorable guest to the Blue Link Show whenever you desire. Everybody, put your hands together. Back up your hand, man.
No, but I don't order me my one week rap on myself. You stupid. Hey, you got power in my hand. In my dry, brother. I still will whip you.
Let me ask you this. What was the essence of, first and foremost, let me ask you, you fought butt naked?
Yes, like you see the photos there.
What was it? It was that part of the outer world to fight butt naked?
Yeah. In simple word, every spiritual word is hindered or impeded by material
fabric
consciousness.
So
once you are satanic and you are materially conscious, you won't go far with Satan. Even if you godly and you material conscious, you will not go far with God. So material consciousness is a big challenge to the spirit realm. But in simple word, when I used to be naked, I access my spiritual powers quicker. Let's say I took like 32 to 35 seconds to disappear. I know he will not believe it.
Oh. No. Hold it. You know why, man? Yeah. Let me tell you. You read it about, I can never doubt it. Okay. I would never doubt it because I know. That's why I tell you, man.
What do you mean? What did you just say? Disappear?
Exactly, yeah. Brother. That's why I say,
you take 32 to 35 seconds to disappear if you don't have on clothes. But if you have on clothes before you disappear, it takes 2 minutes, 50 seconds to 3 minutes before you disappear.
What do you mean disappear?
Disappear, you vanish.
But I have to go. Why you doing that?
I wrote a book called Mastering Your Spirit. I will give you a copy, and I taught all those things in it.
Can I disappear right now?
No, you can't disappear right now because literal eyes are on you. Even no matter how powerful the person is, once eyes are on them, they can disappear. You have to get on the table or hide behind something.
Then no remote thing. You can disappear with the evil on stupid. Joshua. Yeah, I take you back. I didn't carry him back. I want him to hear you today. He would think.
Yeah.
That was in 1990.
Yeah.
When 89 and then December and January when your kingdom. When your kingdom time? You today.
You're right. January.
January.
Yeah.
What could you foresee? Didn't you foresee that it was a. It was not gonna be all right. Did you think that the president at the time was not gonna make it, or you were looking at it like it was gonna be a long term crisis and he was gonna survive through that long term?
No, I thought he was gonna make it. I knew there were challenges. I knew there were serious challenges, but I was very sure he was going to make it. Though himself was a priest, we built an altar for him that we monitor him by, monitor the mansion, monitor the barrack, monitor everywhere he went. The only problem I had with him was when his desire to go for the third turn was so strong. We told him the only way forward was force. Was no way you could be diplomatic. And his political advisors knew that he was already unpopular. If he won election, it would prove that he rigged it and the international community would not back him. So what they wanted him to do was to politicize his protection in the sense was when he came to, when we took over the affair spiritually, I told him, because every spiritual realm fights for the high seat. So when you get the high seat, you want every other spiritual powers that are in control to come down, and you go up. And you only get up when you have more people subscribing to you. So once we had the hands of affair, we imposed on him to sack the Sporo Society from around the town, all these Masonic craft. We make him to reduce them to nothing.
Yeah, because do what they didn't go on.
Yes, we make him to reduce them, to stop those bush things at first to nothing.
Agree, bush them.
Yes, but when he wanted to go third term and wanted to get popular with the people, he needed to go beg the heads of the Poro Society, the heads of the Sunday Society, and they said
you guys didn't.
We said he should not do it. If he want to be president, we use the same force, he be president. But if he want to be diplomatic, he will be risking our protection over him. So when the people also knew, that's how they took him to Kwetangwele, and they initiated him and planted their own signal in the inside of him to monitor him. So when we came, when we came, it was our own challenge, how to block or reduce their influence over him. Most of the time, people thought it was only physical. The war was fighting.
So that means in the spiritual realm, the two people were bugging. He had a bug.
Oh my man. You the papa.
Were you wearing your man? Sorry. Your fans looking for me to slap him with.
Your hand with
that
hair.
That man show here, but he frisky.
Okay.
He just get real.
So they were walking.
Yes. Yeah, so he was bug.
Yeah.
So upon your arrival now.
Yes.
You're sorry. You're trying to clear that.
And I thought I could clear it, but then. Or use you, or not use your bow, but Omen Jesus.
I let him in and use your bow.
Yeah.
But
Omen Jesus was a very experienced craft.
Yeah.
You know, so he knew that we could not make it. You know, even the spirit realm
have
different parts. So he knew we could not make it. And but the worst thing he did was when he went to Mr. Taylor, he started exposing our secret codes, our
codes. Exactly, yeah. You know today they do that where Jason betray people.
Yeah.
Jason betray people.
Let me just pause. Liberia, this is an exclusive interview.
No, that interview, you can't visit me. What interview?
The Judge of Milton Bligh's story right here on Hot 107.9.
We just join you.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you something. You see how we had a show with Jeffy Lecherino? Do anything we broadcast anymore. We just lecturing right now.
Okay. But check him out. Show you video to the wall.
Okay.
Hey. Right. And Judge, yes, before sir. We go back to our lecture, when were you on the morning of September 1990?
I was in Suni when I was in my shrine. I just when Prince Johnson went in the barrack.
You don't respect his head.
When Prince Johnson went in the barrack, he didn't want to go tactically. He didn't want to go militarily. He also went spiritually. Young Blue Tilly and myself saw clearly that when Prince Johnson came in the barrack, he came with spiritual things to have bigger access to do. Because this is what happened. When Mr. Taylor got most of the country, when Omen J. Swin was exposing our fears, our traveling and, channel to the other spiritual people that Mr. Taylor brought from different places,
right.
We could not fly from here to Putu Mountain directly. We fly to Sierra Leone, to Guinea, to Ivory Coast, and then we slip into Putu Mountain. That means from here to Grand Jide, instead of using
spiritually,
so we needed one human sacrifice, one life to upgrade whatever power we have.
But yeah, it's scary. He won't poop. They bring it
to hell with you, man.
To hell with like two days. You finish.
All right. Mr. Blythe, please go ahead. All right, be forgive me for this.
The
man spoiling you. Yeah. The man, Papi, he spoiling your song.
If you leave me, the bastard door your pussy.
But I go play on you for 3 hours.
The cool people coming for your pastor Tony.
The cool people, they can make you Abu. We been pepe them with their own pepe.
So we needed. So what we used to use for with one life, we needed 7 lives because going through 7 alone, there is a spiritual control that we need to pay to. Getting to Guinea, spiritual control we need to pay to Africa, spiritual
that
control.
So let me so that Liberian people just die.
Oh, but you did not. They book up every time.
Don't
die. Man, you had to give it. Man, amen. That one. I want to look at amen. Say amen.
You advertise.
Even you ever die, if I do, hell with you.
Chasing you my pocket.
Chasing you my pocket ticket.
Wow.
I didn't know. But you know why? If I tend to be covered, and I use that people, they get them out.
But what is it? It's a
life. And I use that person. But mean, I use that stupid
no,
man.
No. A life is a life.
No, that level. But what's wrong with you? That what are you, man? You stupid.
No. Life, not life. This guy is right. That's my regret. That's why I still stand that what happened in this country should not go unpunished. We all should face in some punishment. We wasted great lives. It's not joke. Every time, that's why I'm working with young people now, trying until our fate could be decided. I'm trying to see how much we can help restore the young people in this nation. The few that are remaining, let us see how we can really help them, because the devil do not go for foolishness. If the family have 20%, the best child. It's what the devil would choose for sacrifice.
I mean, let me ask you, did you use your own or just random?
Yeah, most of the time the sacrifice have to be related to the tribe. They have to be, there are certain sacrifices besides the fighting and killing.
So your own people you killing?
Yeah. That's how evil the devil is.
That's why you see, though, Devin Jagger, you typical small, the simple example, because I don't know why I'm gonna hate you. That's why crazy people survive the war. Crazy people. Wow. They use that. They use that thing. Why you get a crazy man? If you sacrifice a crazy man, why you get a crazy man? But it had to be useful people. That's what he's saying.
People with potential.
People that you can do invisible. I think. You and Bogo, and when you don't take down that, you will punch out your guy down your window. Look at you.
We use it for sacrifice,
yeah,
no, that.
Yeah, he used it, man. Your sacrifice will never work with it, though. You didn't see for how you ugly.
Hey, Bogo, this is Hot FM 107. Mr. Bly, welcome to our analyst. His name is Bogo Stewart. He's always here on the show with us. Okay. Bogo, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, welcome, Bogo.
It's great to see you, because
I'm don't be scary.
No, I'm not afraid. It's my first time seeing him, because
a good man.
Boko, let me ask you a question. Do he look like what the space in the book?
No. Now, you were talking about there should be some kind of retribution for what you guys did. So, do you support the calling of the war crimes code by some individuals?
Yeah, you see, I have a very complicated view looking at the war crime code. I support the idea that there should be some legal action taken. If it caused us to go to jail for our life, if possible for us to be hanged or killed.
Hold on, Mr. Bly.
I'm coming. Let me just end. It's no problem. But the concept I have for the war crime code, what happened to Mr. Taylor is not the right thing to help this country. The code that should be established, it should not be dictated by people who do not understand this culture of ours. Whatever it is, 10% of the money they use to persecute Mr. Taylor could persecute us right around here, put us to jail for our lifetime, and the nation and the people who was affected will benefit. The idea of the Western, code, or not the Western code, but the idea that was used to persecute Mr. Taylor, I think it was a waste. I would call it a waste. When you look at the monies that were spent and the people who hand arms were caught, people who they claim that he hurt
Zigzag
are still suffering.
What you guys said about your man Zigzag Maza?
I mean, he never tell Maza. Maza coming cross the trap, Maza finish.
You see, so yes, we need persecution. Look, impunity will never help this country.
No,
let me tell you something. Mr. Bly, it seems kind of odd. Like a guy is recommending himself to incarcerated for a lifetime. Like, it's kind of odd. Do you really mean this?
Strongly. I tell you, because suppose I was going to die as General Budnicki, I won't be here today. I was going to go to hell forever. And I thought at the time I was fighting for the right cause. So now, if I am able to die and impunity, the culture of impunity be removed from the culture, from our nation, I'm going to benefit indirectly, because Joshua Milton Bly Jr. will see violence and run away from it. Makela Joshlyn Bly will see violence and run away from it. Janice will see violence. Everyone around me, I don't want to be remembered 200-300 years from now, or 50 years from now, or 100 years from now, that, anyhow, one man called himself Budnicki, if any kid, he can't say, y'all forgive me, and the people forgive him, because that's what law basically is, quoting the past even. So someone could come up and stand in court tomorrow and say, look, Joshua Milton Bly did these things. He said he was sorry. He was truly sorry. And he was not even afraid. He tried to correct it. That's what it is. Doing the wrong is one thing. Be ready to take the repercussion is another thing. And we have wounded this country. Everyone who have the responsibility to get us punished and refuse have failed this nation.
That's some deep thing you say.
Bogo, you were saying something, because when I'm talking, I don't dare for you to even me to. I don't even let you hear your fatty. I don't want for you to fight. I don't want for you to breathe high and all of this. So talk before I talk.
Now, I was looking through the TRT report and I saw that, you were purged. In the views of, in the mind of the commissioners, they said that you expressed remorse for your actions. So do you think that you shouldn't have been purged? You think that you should have borne the punishment for your actions?
Well, in my life, I don't decide. I fight not to decide for people. They were given a piece of job. And they did the job. Even if the war crime could come here and people say, okay, Joshua say he did all these things and did all these things and did all these things, free him. I will not fight them for freeing me. I cannot choose for them. If they have the jammer in their hand and say I'm free, fine. But I can tell you, even before I went to the TRC, I have done everything to incarcerate myself. I'm living in complete incarceration. You see this book? I have sewn up to 30,000 copies, and I refuse to buy an expensive car for myself. I refuse to buy a flamboyant house for myself, because this story is the Liberian people's story. I wrote a book, Mastering Your Spirit. I wrote a book on savings, significant factor to nation building. I wrote a book, Effective Generational Transfer. And those books have been sold all over. I go to preach. When I get the money, I take the small portion that should take care of my children. The rest of it, I give it back to the society. Because if I say I'm sorry for killing your father, and tomorrow Michaela, Joshua, Janice is on a big car living flamboyantly, and you standing on the road, you don't have car to enter rain beating you, and you see Michaela passing, I'm going to flash back those evil I did to your father. So if I want to live in remorse, I'm already living in prison. I can, if I leave from here today, any one of you fly with me from here to Nigeria, from the airport to the hotels to the place I will stay, and then you come back and see me living in Liberia, you would think I'm crazy. Everybody that work with me see it, and some of them just look at me sometime and they shake their head, because that's why so many people came to me to go into politics and what have you. I'm restricted. I have already incarcerated myself. So if they take me to prison, fine. If they kill, I'm already incarcerated.
Joshua, I'll tell you one thing tonight, and any other day I will tell you. You have people that went to the TRC, people that are listening to. I will not call them in tonight, but I will call them.
You scary?
Major? If I'm ready to call me and say what they say, quote unquote, I will be talking to.
I know. I just joking.
But I know certain story that I know what happened. And certain people never claim responsibility, and they were present. It was not even the men under their command, but the men they said, the president said, he said, I don't know about you, and I never hear about you before, and all the things. It made the TRC look insignificant. Because when they threw him, and nobody forced you to go there. So when you go there,
did they subpoena you? Did they say, Mr. Bly, you come with JU?
No.
And then how you flew from Ghana to come?
Yeah. I'd even canceled a crusade that I was supposed to be talking to like 40,000 people in Cameroon, the Dian district, Mondimba, precisely. I was supposed to be in this crusade on the stadium. And but I wanted to be the first person, one of the first perpetrator. So that's how I canceled that crusade, after we already spent a lot of money behind it just to come to answer. I saw the TRC as a great platform, because it you could say you forgave me and you did not see me, don't know what I did.
Hold on, Pape. All right, your son before you. Mr. Bly.
Yes, sir.
From our conversation, I'm leaning towards most of the atrocities and the bad things and the killings and the nonsense, I call them. And I signal that you are blaming it on tradition.
Yes, you are right. You know, there are some people who have this escapist mentality.
And I got a second part. I got a second part to my question.
Yeah.
And if you are blaming it to tradition, have you distanced yourself from your priesthood? Have you distanced yourself from the evilness? Have you distanced yourself to whatever that caused you to be the person you was as a former butt naked?
Yeah. That's what I'm an evangelist now. That's what I am no more a traditional.
And how you and I know to some people, to some people, you betray them.
Yes, they look at me as a traitor.
Yes,
they tried. In fact, when I went to Ghana the first time, it was a setup, and people wanted to use the angry cry to mug me to death, saying, "Oh, he kill our people, he coming." But then, we discovered that it was not angry cry; it was my tribal people who felt betrayed, and they thought I was talking against the tradition too much, so they tried to get even with me. When even they started the recruitment in Ghana for this Lloyd and it model, I confronted my man and big brother George Duer several times, Cecilia Toa several times, told them that it was not the right way, and I fought single-handedly against it. I stood on public pulpit in the camp and tell them that they will get the pay one day, because we never knew before. Now we have the opportunity, and we know, and we had options, but we still chose to use the young people, destroy them, using them as hero. And time came, nobody know them. When the time came for the transitional positionings, none of those guys who fought was ever among them, but they're supposed to be the real heroes, but other people use them to be heroes.
Using them
as shield and call themselves heroes. So I told them, now you know. I said, look, the money you're using now to go back to Liberia, you have contacts in America, Antetua, why don't you buy scholarships in America, in the UK, for 100 crown children? And 10 years from now, what we're talking now, but now, those guys that they will take from the camp, buying scholarship for 500 of them, then the real war, academically, will have started without bloodshed. But they refused. They did not, and they thought they were successful because they came and they removed Mr. Taylor. But now most of them know they are not successful, because even if Madam Celine leave, her government and her leadership have boosted leadership to some level in this country. Forget about the corruption and other things.
Thank you.
But when you look at the class of people that are working now for Liberia, educated people, before when people used to be boasting of high school graduation, a college graduate without degree, now nobody boasting about it. You see children all over having their first degree, second degree, masters, and it's still nothing. So to some level, the people who will come after this government, that they will be held to the neck here, because
high expectation.
So if you did not learn, if you are still not learning, you definitely have no place. So even though you thought you won by removing Mr. Taylor, but most of our young men, only few still have gotten the courage to go back to school and not compare to other tribes.
Mr. Black, let me ask you this. Did the Crown ethnic group ever accept Mr. Taylor as their president?
No,
never did.
No.
And another question, maybe they may be a little far from you, but does the Crown ethnic group accept Madam Sirleaf as their president?
I don't know, because I'm not into politics anymore.
So now that was a political answer. Now I'm confused.
Okay.
Let me just say something. 1983, 82, 83, around there. I don't any of it.
A long time you talk about.
Yeah, any 82.
Hey, papi, a long time you talk about.
Any 82, early 83. We planted the seal of this country and the flag of this country in the Putu Mountain, with the ritual code that once you are not from Grand Jide or Crown Sapo, those area, you cannot sit in that mansion. So is it, indirectly,
is it working?
Well, I think that's why our president is not even in the mansion now. So there are still spiritual things need to be done.
So that was the cause of the fire.
I don't know, but that was the code. That was the things that were coded. And they need to be looked at spiritually. Nothing you can do.
Can it be uncoded?
Yes.
Can you uncode it?
Well, God can uncode it because it was coded by the devil, and the bigger fools can overcode it.
Can you invoke God to uncode it?
Exactly so. Exactly so.
Are you trying to uncode it?
Well, we've been praying. We already went to the Putu Mountain.
Are you trying to uncode it?
Yes, we started the process already. The flag and the seal that was buried there, I went there and brought it back, literally.
But as you hear, I know it was writing.
With all due respect, and I don't want to sound naive, but...
You always naive and stupid, so
don't embarrass me in front of Mr. Bly. Yeah, sir, you can't do that.
But I'm embarrassing you for the president.
I'm still trying to absorb the outer limits. Does it really exist?
Sure, it exists. If you believe in God, you should believe in the devil.
And I believe that in the devil to an extent. And let me ask you, and ladies and gentlemen, I have to ask you this: is it true that when you was butt naked and I can't even see you?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something.
I don't even believe I'm in front of the former butt naked. You know what I mean? I think they just brought another guy.
Slapping.
Let me ask you this.
I mean, all right, I'll slap you because you don't want to cost me.
Have I cost you yet? Mr. Bly, have I cost you yet?
No, you cost me.
Amen. Who my cigarette do take? You are doing somebody well
because our parking fee. Our parking fee.
Even you my parking ticket. And you find somebody, you get judge when the barber you're talking all day.
Okay, Mr. Bly, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And we hear these stories. So, is it true that when you was fighting butt naked, and somebody shot at you, and you recited something, the bullet bounced out?
Yeah. What happened?
Let me ask you this question again.
Yeah.
Is it true that when you was fighting butt naked, that if I fire at you with my rifle or whatever weapon I have, the bullet will bounce out?
Yeah.
How possible is that?
Okay.
Scientifically.
When you hear witchcraft, the word craft is also scientific. And I'm going to explain it. There are certain level of air you could pump into this bottle scientifically. Certain amount of air you could put in a glass, and you take that glass and throw it on the ground.
Why compress?
And yes, and it will not burst, not because the glass is strong.
Because of the air.
But because the amount of air that is in it to a certain level. You understand it? When you look at those Chinese, those Asian martial actors, the inter team people, they call them... breath signs, something, and they can take a sharp spear and put it to their neck, and they pump themselves on the sharp spear, and the spear bent. Have you seen it?
Yeah, Taboo, National Geographic.
Thank you, on National Geographic.
Maybe you know what TV you forget who, if my comment be half or even.
And what happened there? People think it's just an art. It's not art. It's witchcraft. And that's what I want to explain here. Every human being, you have spirit, soul, and body. And if someone says they're killing somebody ritualistically, it's just like they are stopping them from living to live the life, the time that God gave them to live on this earth. So when I extract your spirit from in you, I make that spirit, I code something on that spirit.
Because it's still supposed to be living.
You're supposed to be living.
That's it.
You're supposed to be living. To God, He's not expecting you back yet because He already gave you the life.
That's
if you carelessly somebody take it, the
That's
person live for you.
That's
so that life of yours is what I put in a code and I wears it. I wear that life. So when bullet come against me, it don't hit me. It hit the life that I have won. So between me and the bullet is
so
your life.
There's something between your your body and the bullet.
Yes. So
the life that you took, that soul,
yes,
is what the bullet hitting.
Yes, it's what it hitting.
Okay.
So
basically, they see it and hit you.
Yes, but it's not hitting me. So that soul is the
my stupid son that one. Is he play stupid music?
As the bullet hit you, as the bullet come and that life protects you, the life depreciates, it wears out. That's why you see people who are bulletproof today, tomorrow they die, because they only took the power, they never understood it. I always told people having power and understanding it are two different things. Just how you can have your internet, your contact, your credit in your phone and you don't know how to check it. You just call in whole day, you think you still have credit. I just loaded $10 US, but you call in America, calling Australia, that's so far and what have you, but you don't know how to check it. So you think you still have credit, you go make important call, the end. So when you don't know how to check the balance of the life that is on you, you go on the wall front, you say you're doing bulletproof, all those type of thing, the life depreciates.
So you had a ramo you renew.
So once it finished, the next bullet that come kills you. So that's how those things work.
So a lot of people die like that.
Plenty of people. I knew so many people. General Pieces, he was in a car and man blasted the car from Kakata to Boma, and everybody died. The car went into pieces and he woke up, he started weeping himself. That's how he got the name General Pieces, Cobra Jackson. And pistol killed him. So that means he had the protection, was fresh at the time, and it protected him.
But that explosion alone temporarily.
Okay,
it managed. But one more thing, my son, you just said that you don't say nothing. Exactly. Why you don't tell you have anything to say, my son? Were you in that period doing the civil uprising?
I was around, but I was not a part of it.
Oh, you remember? No.
Hey, but you look at picking.
You are here at picking. I didn't want to. When you say, "Mama, I'm hungry."
Mama, I'm pupuni.
Mama, I'm pupuni. But they're gonna come here and give you that music. To hell with you, Sago. You fooling me. You stupid. That dog. That chop. Okay, where's Sago?
Bogo, what's up?
You were talking about giving back to the society, considering looking at all that we have done. Now, I was reading the newspaper the other day. Prince Johnson, he opened a school, and he's trying to pay for what he has done.
He can never.
Yeah, and what are you? Because I know you are. I know what you are doing to the society. So, but can you just tell the people that are listening out there what exactly are you doing? Some of your programs, everything.
Yeah, I'm taking since 2007. I started taking street guys from the street. I take them from the street, detox them, give them trade, and give them back to the society. Presently,
Who funds you?
The book and Goodwill, people, friends, our friends we called. But every income from the book, our tapes and things, go to the project.
Sabe, you know Goodwill store in Goodwill? Goodwill store, Goodwill. Yeah, Goodwill, you don't know. Goodwill.
And presently, we have 18 young men we just took from the street, serious ex-criminals, former ex-child fighters who turned criminals because they wanted to support their drugs habit. Those guys that were living in the graveyard, we presently run a program for them at Chocolate City. They will be starting their driving classes by Monday.
That's it.
We give them different trails. If you bring one of those guys, that's from there now, when they come
in
the street, people who see them who knew them before we took them just 2 months ago. There have been great change in their life already.
So when you started with them, how was the reception like towards you?
The truth here is that God have given me an unusual grace that no matter where, like even the government fought to break down a ghetto called Soladi. Soladi means death better than life.
Soladi?
Yes.
Right
behind the barrack.
That area
was there.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
Yes. 2007, police went there before and those guys fought police and even killed two of the police. And I went there and the guy that used to do lifting up high, all those high criminals, I talked to 50 of them. They gave their life to Christ right there. The only challenge we have now is money. If we have money and we build a home, we got 2 acres of land already anyway, and my friends and myself trying to build a place where we can host 420 of them at a time in Banana Farm. I want to take it
very good area, yes, all the town.
Yes, we want to take it all over the country in different counties and decentralize it. If we had the support, God have given us grace. Before the elite, he gave us the grace to communicate to them. Before the puppet, before the down through the guys, the ghettoers, whenever I enter the ghetto, every one of them listened to me because they knew me before, and they know what I am now. So my life is a practical example to them. So they actually listen to me.
Oh, somebody won't kill me yet?
Wow.
I hear me.
This story, I got nothing to do for the
title. No, don't say no. I want to see something.
Okay.
Joshua?
Go ahead.
He doesn't know. Joshua, let me tell you when you come visit me, you don't come visit me, you come here and you don't reach out, I will slap you in. I will send you out and I even slap you, send more than slap. You know what you have done in that bureau? In whole universe. I tell you something today, my son. They have people in that bureau who have open minded you, who and can express themselves, who speak the English language, but they don't have the mind.
Mm.
They don't have the mind, they don't have a God to express their remorse. And what you are doing here today, and what you have been doing in Liberia after for the past or maybe almost 10 years now, it's very applaudable.
Thank you, sir.
And our personality will cry for you. And in the name of Gripo, that God has opened the mind of a young man who have a remorse over that. And you know what, brother? You know why he has stayed kept for almost a decade?
Mm.
Because he has been faithful.
Amen.
To Gripo. I pray for the poor father that he will not get the whole week. So I'm not praying for him, but I will sing one song for him.
Yeah.
So, did the men and gentlemen in Rachel Dane, Brandon, I want you to know that Joshua has turned around, and he turned around for the better. Brother, why don't you turn around? I see my son Brother now because my other son, I just get a son. You know what? I get children. Oh, Joshua is my son now. But where tell my own older son? Brother, Teen Jebru, where I go? You'll be doing your whole day. Teen Jebru, yeah. But sucker, that door, I don't know why you're there in for, because it's full of bullshit. They scratching. I don't know how crocodile you can be scratching on it, Sonny. Quick. But, it's very commendable and applaudable. And in the name of Dele Clavo Jesus. Yeah, Dele Clavo Jesus. Because you know what, brother? You will hear all that of Rizzi. You will hear people say, oh, yeah, he do the one day. But I tell you one thing. You have a focus, you had a maintain. You had to make sure that you meet. You know, the harder thing is getting there at any point. Taking Gribo at any point. But to maintain Gribo. Whipping when you talk bullshit.
They got one kidney here. They suck up, man. No, I hold your papi.
But I'm gonna try you right there. You must sit up. But I just want you one last question.
Yeah.
I just want your view on Polar. Don't put that up. You know, my son, say I let them leave you.
I see why you all at it.
Our Amazon server. Server? Sago? Yeah, Sago?
I say,
Oh, put that up in the wing, wiggle. Sago? That's what the children were. The AC Sago. The whole time he was realizing.
Yeah, this is a
polar. So I said, oh, yeah, as I was saying, what the hell you were saying? But the door, they put that up. Sago, you get high rate, you can pay.
The flower, man.
Oh, the flower, but I will say that I do. Saga, oh boy, hello.
Boy, you pay.
And no matter what I pay, boy, I don't know why people who pay $20.
Wow.
Yeah, myself.
Anyway, let me tell you something, man. Yeah, come back to reality, come back to the seriousness. We hear this story about the killings. You
know, no. Hold it, hold it. Where my boo?
What? Somebody gone.
I beg you. Somebody not even get it. Where my boo?
Yeah, Mr. Blighty, now let me ask you. How can we find this book, The Giant That Built on Blighty's Story?
Yeah, actually, it's out of stock now. The supermarkets, all the supermarkets used to sell it, but it's out of stock now. The few copies I'm having, I only take them that with me when I'm going to preach, so that I use it to buy a bag of rice. Sometimes I go to preach, people want it. I say, look, I know this book is I use $6 to print it, but if you're buying one, you're supporting my project, so buy it $50, so I buy a bag of rice for the young guys, and that's how I'm selling them now. I brought a lot of copies, but all finished, and bringing it down, and the destined image, God have opened way actually, but they are telling me to reduce the printing of these ones now, so that
any thoughts of writing a new one?
You mean rewriting this book?
Yeah,
the destined image will send if they launching it on February 2013. And it will send up to 50,000 copies there, and it will be cheaper in the market than what it is now, because by that time they won't sell it and give me the money. Like every time they print 1 million copy, they gave me 50 cents from there, and you know, I support the project.
Yeah.
Then they sell it. Every time they print one, they give me small thing from there. But then it will be cheaper than here. But it's not gonna be the only market, it's gonna be all over. They have 780,000 stores that they sell their books to around the world. So yeah, they know what to do it. So they stopped me from I can rewrite other books,
And these ones, like Akimi, I brought one copy special for the papi, even though he insulted
me. And your yeah, tell me. I said, they don't want to steal them, my son. Yo, how can you take some of these you get them to do them here? So, low again here.
You know what Abaku was telling me?
No.
Abaku say he wanted, he if I don't get any question to ask Doe, you know, so I can ask DJ Blue to tell Doe to give me some message. Let me tell you the fun about it. My mother was at my house and you were talking and listening to this program. Once it's 7, I don't go nowhere when they had FM, even my phone. Yeah. So, my old mom went to the house and she was listening to the thing. And she started crying.
Eko, look at the way they killed me. Liberia people gone now. You mean they're able to access the dead now? They're able to access those.
Mr. Bly, hold up. Just hold up a second. Hold up a second there, Mr. Bly, please. Hold up a second. Ladies and gentlemen, CIC, the former president of Liberia, had just. His hologram had just entered the building, and are you there, sir?
Oh, look at him.
Are you there, sir?
Blue? I feeling, Jack got here. What the problem? What going on here?
Mr. Do you know about this character named Joshua Bly?
Bly then, today then, the. They were with us and they help us in the war that was fought that Taylor brought here, you see? Mm-hmm. Today the Bly he feeling changing. That Bly the big government now, you see? Wow. But now the Bly attend Blue, he attend the man he say he feeling with everything. He have the man Renan, the man he feeling with routine, he doing the work of the Lord. So my said are thinking.
But you sorry, what are you thinking, you feel? Brad, don't what are you thinking?
No, I'm thinking maybe myself I can forgive Prince the way he disgraced me, I can forgive him.
Sir. So do you want to be a Christian wherever you are right now, sir?
Peter Emma job but tell me in Providence Church, Baptist Church over there, you were right in Labrador, you see. So the only thing now I just want to maybe I will forgive Prince or maybe I will not forgive him because he stay frisky.
But you want to be
get a senator Joy frisky.
Sir, but you're a Christian, you can be calling you do you want to be a Christian?
I was Christian before Prince then put me on the side.
But what do you have against Prince Johnson?
What or Blue? When somebody move you, when somebody kill you, you go legging. I don't let Prince and I talk it every day. I don't let Prince.
But you finish die and Prince still living.
But Prince coming meet me. Prince don't get more than 10 years to go. He coming.
What you do to Prince? Prince will be when stronger than you.
The first thing when I bought up with, I get Margaret Jackson then all of them yet Winnie Houston then. When I bother with Prince, the first thing I would do, I say, Prince, where the money where Eden gave you, Unity Party, let be talking for it. Samuel Vanning, you're yeah, waiting. You not see how me and Vanning now, me and Vanning can let you. We can one more time. We can,
you got
today, but at the man, we're waiting for Prince to come because Prince fooled me. And today, then, I will come and listen to today, but now Prince finish. Then, me and Prince in the same era. Or maybe is that Prince waiting for me as a vanity?
Sir, we're talking about repentance and we're talking about forgiveness. Can you find in your heart to forgive Prince?
I don't going to forgive Prince for nothing.
But you want to be a Christian. You got to forgive Prince.
I say, I'm not forgiving Prince. I will whip Prince. You always see. When some of y'all come over there. but you're not coming to visit me sometime?
No, sir.
One girl, one show over there, winning it then.
No, sir.
No. Sorry. All day y'all can come only one decoration y'all can be coming but so now y'all can't
Former president say I see that.
But Blue, you don't want can't
no, 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 no. No, sir. No, sir. I don't.
Tikanze Rawa over there.
What are you doing there?
Tikanze Rawa, yeah. You know, really looking all right.
What do you mean, sir?
Because you know, before pre-king, you be.
Anyway, let me get back to, you know, we just had an interview with Mr. Blahi, and he told me.
That you are a little bored, or I don't call him Mr.
I call him Mr. I respect.
When he came Morovia, he was around 18, 19 year old that was labor. By that time, Buya then, they were my minister, and Cardon Cabinet. So my document were over there to my press secretary.
So let me ask you, was he a prince in your tradition?
Priest.
Blue, you want to make all look like UK?
What do you mean, sir?
The United Kingdom where Prince Charles or that thing that we don't talking about prince, we talk about priest.
Well, Mr. Blahi, we have the hologram of your former president, CIC, Dr. Samuel Kanjo. He's right. You have any question for him?
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Man, that guy's a gift. What an amazing gift.
I don't know what to say but now, man. Keep it locked on the Big Central Review. Right back.
It's DJ Blue, sucker.
Serving up the beats and making it hot with DJ Blue.
Mr. Blahi, any final word from you before we take leave?
Yes, man. I just want to remind Liberians that, especially this generation, to be frank, our fathers fail us, and we cannot afford to fail our children. And let's do everything we can do in our power to leave a legacy that our children will be proud of tomorrow. We did a lot of wrong things, but since we still have life, let us make it right. Our young men and young girls in the street, try to help us. Let's try to make, you know, amend for some of the things we did in the past, the things we did wrong. Let us do it right now. We want to encourage parents, take care of your children, make sacrifices for them. Those of you who have not had children yet, don't just go around having children. We cannot allow ourselves to leave a deficit for the next generation. So let's join us in our struggle of cleaning the street with our young men and young girls to give them a future. Thank you, Liberia. Thank you, Hot FM, for inviting us here. Thank you, Papi. I tell you, I respect you a lot. The only time I got there with you, you can't cost me.
But and so you must know the question is where is Jackie?
I gotta warn Mr. Blahi.
Don't be going to judge you. You're stupid.
Okay,
man.
Anything you see in this studio, stay in this studio. If you take it outside, we'll get butt naked on you.
I know.
How did you want to say that? Wait.
But now, why you know I'm on my emission?
Okay, that's right.
But what you have in front of
you? Yeah. Okay. I want to ask you, Papi, what would you like to tell your girlfriend to do in support of Mr. Blahi's mission or effort that he's doing?
You want for Pego to kill me? You asking for girlfriend?
No, I thought about Ellen.
Oh, Eddie? But Eddie, my fiancé, you want Eddie? Where the president, my girlfriend, my fiancé, Eddie, chocolate skin, caramel, my own property. This is a very water call. If you listening to me, if whoever listening to me, where we get to you, I'm telling you right now, baby. You have to make sure that we support a water call and make sure that our children be prepared tomorrow and be prepared in a very, very positive way. And the experienced people are the ones involved in it.
And Mr. Blay have been doing very well, but he needs to be given the push. Yeah, that for Eddie now, you know, that diplomacy, you have to do the thing. I see Mr. Blay, my son Joshua, your stepson.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to Eddie now. Baby, and all the things. So, baby, I hope you support the J-Ring and all the things. We will keep on talking about it. Different story, different day. How have been we hit the D?
But we gotta go. See y'all tomorrow.